Chikashatold journalists in Harare that Zimbabweans were at the mercy of an uncaring government, a situation that is forcing locals to leave the country to look for jobs in various nations, including South Africa. She said, even those that remain in the country are suffering and living in abject poverty as the economy is declining fast.
Whilst we can petition and organize little marches in South Africa, the problem certainly falls squarely at the feet of ZANU-PF. ZANU-PF has virtually criminalized existence. Being born Zimbabwean is now a punishment that comes with toil, hardship, and an uncertain future. This cannot carry on.
She said Zimbabweans will not be among foreign nationals currently being persecuted in South Africa if their leaders were responsible and cared about people's welfare.
We don't need corrupt and cruel leaders driving around in big cars and building mansions while the majority of people are living on less than $1 a day. What we need is a fresh start, a new vision for Zimbabwe that will usher us into an era of prosperity.
ZANU-PF Deputy Director for Information, Psychology Maziwisa, described Chikasha's statement as nonsense. Zimbabweans are among thousands of foreigners affected by xenophobic attacks, which broke out in Durban 2 weeks ago. About 407 displaced local people being ferried in state-provided buses are expected in the country today. The Civil Protection Unit, which has been designated by government to deal with those returning home, could not be reached for comment, as Director Mazuzo Pawagira was not answering his mobile phone. The unit has set up some support centers for the displaced Zimbabweans. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Ivan Chifera.